47,000 cities of paradise, nothing defiled shall enter in by, Aston Adam Mbaya in Congo 14. This is Prophet Aston Adam Mbaya's testimony. Welcome, beloved. The time has come to prepare the church for the coming of Christ. For the church that will be raptured is the church that is being prepared. We must talk to God's people about the return of the Lord. The word paradise is mentioned 3 times in the scripture, yet this word unveils the mystery of existence. I am here to testify about the 47,000 cities of heaven, reserved for those who have fought and conquered. The whole thing started when I was reading the Bible. It was during this meditation that I saw a great light flashing lightning. And in the middle of this streaming light, I heard a great voice that spoke to me and said, Aston, you will be a witness of new realities that you will unveil to my people. You will tell them that they who are faithful have an eternal inheritance kept for them in the realms of everlasting light. Brother, at this stage, I was already in the habit of hearing the voice of God. However, I was still overwhelmed to see the Lord again. His garments shone like the light in his face with a brilliance of the sun. He was glorious and all-powerful. The Lord said, Aston, once more, I have come to take you today. This time around to the paradise of God, you will visit this blessed and glorious land where mountains sing for the blessed souls of God, where lighting and pure crystal and water and all things glorify the Lord. It is a happy land of light and joy, where there is no cry, no worry, no pain and no toil of the terrestrial life. Paradise is a land where redeemed souls are rejoicing over the salvation and redemption granted to them by God. For it is only the souls that I have redeemed that can enter paradise, the heavenly kingdom. The Lord said, Aston, today I will travel with you for 40 days in heaven in order to visit the 47,000 cities of the heavenly regions. Upon hearing these words of the Lord, I saw my soul rising in heaven. And while I was rising in space, I saw countless of deceased souls over the world. They were rising in space towards bright regions. They were rising at the speed of lightning. I said to the Lord, Who are these people and where are they going? The Lord said, My son, these are redeemed souls that I have bought with my blood for God. They did not accept the things of this world. They did not love this life. They refused to follow the devil and his lust. They followed the way of God. They accepted shame, ignominy. They have accepted criticism and mockery, and they served me faithfully till death, for I have a people that I have chosen, a people that I have destined because I know those who belong to me. Aston, the people you see rising towards the portals of the heavenly domain have received my word. They kept my word and they persevered. They did not love their lives and they paid the price in order to inherit the everlasting kingdom of light. They live far from lies and sin. I said, Lord, I can see that these redeemed souls are holding palm leaves. The Lord said, The palm leaves that the saints are holding is a sign and testimony that showed that they served me faithfully. It is the symbol that shows that they have fought hard to follow my ways, they fought to do my bidding, and my will till death. Brother, I saw the dead in Christ rising and climbing the pillars of heaven toward the heavenly domain. And these redeemed souls were full of raptures of eternal joy. They were ecstatic and overflowing with joy. I saw that they were dressed in garments of brightening white that shone with the light of heaven, and they were singing songs of praise to the Lord as they were rising to the celestial world. It was wonderful to see these faithful believers rising to the heavenly, and I was lost in wonder and admiration. As I beheld this ascension of the souls singing songs of the redeemed, the Lord Jesus asked me to look down to the earth that was far below. For we were standing in space. When I looked down at the earth, I saw 3 categories of people in the world population. Actually, I was observing the men in 3 dimensions. I saw the 3 parts of men on the earth. I mean, I saw their bodies, their souls and their spirits. Basically, the first group of people that I saw had lamps that were burning and shining in their souls. The second group had their lamps extinguished. The third group had no lamp at all. I said, Lord, I can see that there are 3 categories of people on the earth. The Lord said, Aston, the souls that have lamps shining in their lives are people who have accepted me in their lives, and they walk faithfully in my principles. I said, Lord, but they seem to walk slowly. The Lord said, This means that they have accepted the suffering inflicted upon them. They were mocked, ridiculed, criticized and rejected by men, but they have accepted their suffering in order to follow my voice. They have turned their backs on prosperity, blessing and the goods of this world. All that count for them in this life is to keep my word. I said, Lord, what about those who have their lamps extinguished? The Lord said, These are people who accepted me in their lives. But when glory, leisure, entertainment and the good of this world came, they slackened. They have abandoned the way of God because of well-being and the pleasure of this world. The Lord said, Those who do not have lamps in their souls are people who never accepted me in their lives. Jesus said, "When I come back to take my church, I will rapture only those who have their lamps shining and burning. You are the light of the world. A city on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they set it on a lampstand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:14-16. Brother, when I observed the churches of the world from space, I was stunned, for I saw that they were full of people whose lamps were put out and those who did not have lamps in their souls, yet people whose lamps were shining were outside the church. I saw churches singing songs to the Lord, but they were in total darkness. I saw the souls that had burning lamps away from churches, yet those who were in these churches had their lamps put out. As I continued to watch these churches, I saw a dark angel suspended above a church that was blocking the prayers of God's children from reaching heaven. The Lord said, "These people are coming to church, but their lives are influenced by satanic power, but my chosen ones are far away from luxury, wealth and the things of this present world. They don't seek glory and wealth." I was observing the churches of the world, and I saw countless souls in white garments that were dirty and torn. They were crying and saying, "Lord, remember us, we also want to rise to your kingdom. Remember what we did for your kingdom." The Lord said, "My son, the people that you see are churchgoers. They enjoyed hearing material and false doctrines that pleased their ears. As a result, they failed to sanctify themselves. They corrupted themselves through a sinful life. They were fine to live in sin, lies, fornication. Though they were coming to church, they failed to solve the issue of sin. That is why they cannot come up to my kingdom. I am sad for these souls that are dying in sin. They are asking me for mercy, yet I do not remember and answer sinful people after death. Brothers, I observed these lost souls as they died in sin. They could not rise like the redeemed who had purified their garments. These carnal Christians were asking for mercy and grace which were far from them, for their souls were dead. I saw these souls in shame as they were in confusion and trouble. They were wandering the earth and running all over the place. Meanwhile, those who were faithful were rising to the air, heading to the pearly gates of the eternal kingdom. Those souls in torn garments were wandering the mountains and the land. They could not rise, for they failed to sort out sins in their lives. Despite their efforts, their services, and their sacrifices, they failed to rise to heaven because of sin. Beloved, life on the earth is limited. However, eternity is waiting for us in the afterlife. Therefore, we must prepare our journey to eternity. These deceased souls were left on the earth and could not fly because their lamps were extinguished and the road to heaven was shut forever for them. As we were in space, when I looked up above us, I saw countless of saints that had been redeemed. They were from all sections of the earth. They were washed from their sins. These mighty hosts of redeemed spirits were made perfect. They were illuminated like daylight. They that are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and they that turned many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever, for that they were all singing to the glory of God, and they were rising towards the portals of the eternal kingdom of heaven. Initially I thought that I was witnessing the rapture of the church. I said, "Lord, is the world aware of the ascension and rapture of these people?" The Lord said, "That is not the case. These redeemed souls have gone through death and they were buried in the land. Now they are glorified and they have come up, for they have cleaned their garments and they kept their lamps burning forever." I was contemplating and admiring the dead in Christ, for they shone with a brightness I cannot describe. They were holding palm leaves and they were singing for the glory of God. I could read the aspect of their faces that was reflecting divine peace and love. They were singing a song that is terrestrial but inspired by the Spirit of God, which said, "Glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. The Lamb is sovereign, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. The Lamb is sovereign." I heard the sound of harps and trumpets of celestial angels that were resonating for the arrival of the redeemed. I heard the angels of heaven welcoming the redeemed and telling them, "We are in delight over our brothers who had to partake persecution, suffering and had remained faithful." There was a great festivity and celebration at the height of space. We were in this region of bright clouds, something like a glorious, glowing. I thought this region of bright light was our destination. But the Lord said, "My son, this is not yet the paradise of God." Quickly I saw appearing before the host of heaven and the redeemed the staircase of light, which was golden. The stair was shining like crystal. The Lord said, "This is the staircase of life." Then suddenly, I saw rain falling from heaven over the redeemed. The saints were sprayed by the rain, whose water was crystal clear, sparkling and transparent. The Lord said, "The transparent and crystalline water of this rain is my word that is washing them. It is written that they are sanctified by my word, for these multitudes of saints must stand before God. I must present them to God as a glorious church without stain or wrinkle or any such blemish, but holy and blameless. Ephesians 5:27. As the Lord was talking, I was in wonder and overwhelmed to observe the overcomers who were full of celestial emotions and everlasting joys and pleasures. I have never seen this atmosphere on the earth for our light affliction, which is but for a moment working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. These hosts of saints have won the race and they have conquered. I saw how they were hugging one another in a sense of great victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. They were filled with great rejoicing in their souls. It seems that the same disposition is extended into the heavenly kingdom, and the overcomers were filled with great rejoicing in their souls. It was such a solemn moment of triumph. I did not feel like coming back to this world again. I have never seen this kind of place on the land. Then I saw these dead in Christ rising in this staircase of life. When we reached the top of the staircase, we entered a tunnel of intense and great light which led us away from creation to eternity. When we reached the border of the eternal world, brother, I saw a huge and green landscape, and I saw a massive and giant city that I cannot describe. The city was indescribable. I saw that the eternal city was encircled by a wall that went beyond sight. There were celestial melody and songs everywhere. The city was built in diamond, gold, and all kinds of precious stones. I said, "Lord, what is this place?" The Lord said, "My son, what you are beholding from far is the paradise of God. There are 47,000 cities in the heavenly world, and you will spend 40 days in the city of light in order to visit the 47,000 everlasting cities in the kingdom of paradise. My son, I have done everything for humanity. This is what I have prepared for humanity. Each of these cities has the size of a terrestrial country of the earth." I was so overwhelmed and didn't wonder to see this great city. The city was so immense that I could not see its beginning and its end. The city gates were purest gold and pearl. It was shining like crystal. The wall of this city was adorned with multiple precious stones, and it was beaming multicolor light. The vast wall of the city caught the attention of the redeemed saints. It was all perfect, attractive, and beautiful. I am unable to describe the city. It was majestic and splendid. I was beholding this huge celestial landscape, and I was in wonder and admiration before this sight of this vast land. I saw that there were 12 gates through which the saints were admitted to the heavenly world. These gates seemed like that of a Catholic cathedral. At each of these 12 gates of the holy city, there were two angels who are working in the protocol and welcoming the newly arrived redeemed souls. I heard them saying, "Welcome to the paradise of God." However, in order to enter the gates of heaven, there are conditions. I saw the door was opened only to those who are singing celestial melodies and those who are separated from the world by purifying themselves. The Bible says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his loving devotion endures forever. His faithfulness continues to all generations." Psalm 104:5. When we arrived before the city gate, the Lord got inside the city and the gate closed itself behind him. The people entered the city gate in groups. The gate was built in multiple precious stones of all kinds. I saw that before the 12 gates of heaven, there was a queue of redeemed souls, and I was able to recognize pastors, Christian singers, even my relatives, and well-known people. I was the first in the queue before the city gate. And when the Lord entered, I went on to knock on the gate so that the Lord would open for me. I was calling the door to open the gate for me. Quickly, the two angel keepers of the gate came and told me, "You're going to have to sing a celestial song in order to get the gate to open for you." Celestial songs are Christian songs that you sing on the earth that are inspired by the Holy Spirit. It was then I began to sing a Christian song. Since the song that I was singing was not inspired, I saw that I was no longer in white garment, for I was naked. The angel told me, "You need to have a white garment in order to enter the city. You will need to sing a celestial song." When I was talking to the angels, I saw in a relative distance a group of angels singing an old Christian song that we sing on the earth, which said, "This is the end of my suffering. I will go there among the angels to see the Lord." It is when I began to repeat this song that the white garment came back on me and the gate of heaven was opened for me. I came to understand that many songs we sing on the earth are not inspired. When I joined the Lord in the paradise, the Lord got me outside again so that I can see how the saints were entering the city gate. Before the 12 gates of heaven, I saw that the saints were entering the kingdom with 10 popular gospel songs that we sing on the earth. These are old songs that are well known. And 4 of these songs were from Brother Alain Malautaux. The old Protestant songs are inspired, including old songs from revival churches. Modern songs are mostly not inspired. Before the city gates in the queue of the redeemed, I saw a popular Congolese gospel singer. She was singing her own song in order to enter the city gate. However, the angel keepers of the gate told her, "You cannot enter the glory because of makeup products that you were using on the earth." The gospel singer Sister Mary could not enter the place of rest because of wigs, jewelry, and makeup products. Likewise, the women are to dress in suitable apparel, with modesty and self-control. Their adornment must not be with braided hair and gold or pearls or expensive clothing. 1 Timothy 2:9. When the singer Sister Mary began to cry, the angel informed her that because of outward adornment she could not enter. The singer was in tears and complaining. She said, "I sang a lot of songs for the Lord which are edifying many people. I have even saved souls thanks to my music. How could I be disqualified? Brother, you can arrive before the gates of heaven. However, this is the place of God's election. Only those who have purified themselves can enter the holy city." The lady was crying and regretting it. Then I heard the voice of the Lord roaring within the city. The Lord said, "I have never known you, servant of iniquity. Depart immediately." She was cast to the outer darkness. I then saw a Christian lady who was next in the queue. She was also barred from heaven because of the pants that she was wearing on the earth. I saw a Bible verse scrolling on the jasper wall, where it is said a woman should not wear men's clothes. "A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 22:5. "Sister, if you wear pants, you are not entering heaven, even if it is lady pants." Then I saw another Congolese singer. It was Brother Alain Malata. I saw that he was dressed in white and his white garment was tainted with red. I asked the Lord, "Why is his garment tainted in red?" The Lord said, "It is because he has sacrificed himself for the testimony of the gospel. He is a martyr." While the singer Alain stood before the city gate, I heard a voice that was roaring like waves of great water. This was the voice of the Lord. In fact, the Lord asked singer Brother Alain 7 questions, which are the 7 conditions in order to enter the glory of God. The Lord asked him the first question, "Were you reading my word regularly?" The singer replied, "Lord, you know it." The Lord asked him the second question, "Were you praying regularly?" He replied, "Lord, you know." The Lord asked him the third question, "Were you evangelizing the lost?" The singer replied, "Lord, I did my duty." The Lord asked him the fourth question, "Were you faithful when giving your tithe?" The singer replied, "Lord, you know it." The Lord asked him the sixth question, "Have you preached the gospel and truth?" The singer replied, "I did my duty." The Lord asked him the seventh question, "Have you been a faithful Christian to the end?" He replied, "Lord, I stumbled, but I was supported by the Holy Spirit." The Lord asked him, "Have you supported the poor, the orphans, the widows?" The singer replied, "Lord, you know my deeds." The Lord said, "Faithful servant, you are now admitted in my kingdom." Immediately I saw 7 bright angels coming out of the city, in order to welcome the singer who was in tears, for he had defeated the world system. At that moment, the Lord Jesus told me, "This is a true redeemed of salvation. This man fought all his life in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Tell my people, the one who will overcome and conquer in this battle against the system of the world, he will inherit this kingdom." Brother Alain Malata was emotional, for he had overcome the world system of the enemy. The Lord said, "My son, you must overcome the world in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven." Brother, when I returned to earth, I decided to work in order to defeat this system of the world. In fact, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Matthew 11:12. The Lord said, "Aston, even if you have seen heaven and hell, if you fail to walk accordingly, you will not return here, for those who are stained and defiled will not enter the paradise of God. There shall not be anything defiled there, or one who makes defilement or lies, but only those who are written in the book of the Lamb." Revelation 21:27.